Places, everyone.
We're now broadcasting.
Roll the tape in. 3, 2.
A new audio drama.
Appaloosa Radio is where stories come alive.
Biscuits and Gravy, an original audio story, written for Appaloosa Radio. It was Wednesday morning, and that always meant a massive plate of biscuits and gravy at Dee's Skillet, a breakfast joint on Highway 101. And it always meant that Jim would join him. They had worked together on a construction job some 20 or so years ago. Both were electricians. Both had come to Silicon Valley to make the really good wages. Both loved NASCAR. Most importantly, both were from Texas. To be sure, one hailed from San Antonio and one grew up in Corpus Christi. But hell, that didn't matter. They were both Texans. And both were named Jim. James Howard was the older and more massive of the two, standing well over 6'3" and weighing nearly 300 pounds. He was sometimes called Big Jim. On the other hand, James Franklin had a well-trimmed silver beard and a smaller frame, 5.5 feet and a fit 130 pounds. The other Jim sometimes called him El Pequeño. There was a time a decade ago when they had lost track of each other. Then, one morning, they saw each other again in the Bel Air supermarket. James Franklin had popped in to buy donuts for his church. James Howard had come to the Bel Air to buy the two essentials of his life, Coors beer and cigarettes. They had become even more essential since his wife Mandy had died. It did not take the two Jims long to rekindle their friendship. They agreed to meet the following Wednesday morning at Dee's Skillet, a breakfast joint that James Franklin frequented. For 6 years, the two friends met every Wednesday, excepting the 1 year that Christmas fell on a Wednesday. Always both ordering the same thing, biscuits and gravy, and they were always served by the same waitress, Nadine. Dee's Skillet restaurant made these gigantic buttermilk biscuits that covered an entire dinner plate, and then topped it with a thick sausage gravy, the kind true Texans love. Jim and Jim loved to tease Nadine, each loading their preposterous lies with a heavy larding of Texas twang. Nadine was from Nebraska, and she could play the dumb, blonde farm girl to perfection. "You know, Nadine, I once went fishing and caught 2 fish with 1 hook. You want to fill up on your coffee? Were they same kind of fish or different?" "Why, honey, they were different. One was a trout, and the other an elephant bass." "Never heard of elephant bass. How big are they?" "Very, very big. About the size of a bull elephant." "That's pretty big. Don't think I want to see one of them swimming at me." "Well, they may be big, but they sure make good eating. Especially over a mesquite barbecue fire pit. Plenty good." "You want some more gravy? Your biscuit is looking dry." "Nah. Gotta watch my waistline." "Your waistline isn't worth watching. Now, don't you go getting personal with my belly." "Well, darling, in Nebraska they slaughter hogs with a belly like that." Two Texans spinning lies to a supposedly guileless Nebraska farm girl. The same drama continued every Wednesday morning at Dee's Skillet on the 101 highway for 6 years. Then, one terrible Wednesday, little Jim, James Franklin, arrived at Dee's Skillet, but neither Big Jim nor Nadine was there. Where was Big Jim? He always got here first. I worry about his heart condition. And he lives alone. Something could have happened. It was terrifying. Still, James Franklin ordered his usual biscuits and gravy from the new waitress Anne. Nice enough, but not Nadine. He called Big Jim on his cell, but no answer. Maybe he should go over to Jim's house and find out if he was okay. He could see the unwanted image. He drives to Big Jim's house, parks in the driveway, knocks on the front door, and finally uses the hidden key to open it. There he finds him dead, passed away in his sleep. His dread was so intense, he could taste it. It had a gray, chalky taste, like Philip's milk of magnesia. His mother's cure, everything staple. Then, his mind turned to Nadine. Where was she? Finally, he gathered his courage and struck up a conversation with the new waitress, Anne. Don't know where Nadine is. She called in a couple of days ago. Said she had some personal business to take care of. What kind of business? Don't know, sorry. After dawdling over his breakfast for over an hour, he paid his bill and reluctantly headed toward the glass doors to leave. Then, across the parking lot, he saw Big Jim opening the door of a yellow AAA tow truck. Big Jim got out and walked across the parking lot, tucking in his cowboy shirt as he walked. He had an expression on his face that James Franklin did not recognize. Was he in pain? Did he have a wreck? Before either could speak, Nadine also popped out of the tow truck's cab. She was smiling as bright as a Nebraska sunrise. She yelled and waved at Little Jim. We got married, just back from Las Vegas. Big Jim drawled. Damn, we were gonna surprise you, writing it onto your biscuits and gravy or something. But my car broke down just a couple miles from the airport. They had to tow me to the Chevy dealer. Nadine grabbed both Texans by the arm and pointed them toward the restaurant. I think I'll join you gentlemen for some biscuits and gravy been hankering for them on the plane, all the way back here. Biscuits and Gravy, an original audio story, written for Appaloosa Radio.